Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Check out the new Like a Dog shirt sticker pack right now. Three stickers, a shirt, and a postcard on sale now at friendomarket.com.
Boys and girls, this is the Undisputed Era. Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, and you're listening to Going In Raw, baby.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
This is Shayna Baszler, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up? It's the moonwalking, trash talking princess of Staten Island. I want to remind you all that Mela is money, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, this is Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke watching Going In the Raw.
This is the knockout artist, Cassius Ohno, and you're Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, notify bell next to it. Make sure you're always getting your new Going In Raw notifications. And of course, we're in the realm of podcasts as well, wherever podcasts are. If you have a second, be sure to subscribe to Going In Raw on whatever app you use and leave us a rating or a review or a comment. It really does help boost the exposure of the show.
It does.
We are Evolution. Is upon us. Larson is no longer a mystery. We have discovered Evolution.
Yes.
Different Evolution, though.
I don't know any more lyrics to the Evolution theme, otherwise I would have a response. All I know is Evolution is a mystery. Yeah.
No vain and no
what you see.
Is that how it goes?
This is a different Evolution.
There's something about a line in the sand. I draw a line in the sand.
All right.
Completely different thing. Completely different.
Yes.
This is the very, very first, never before done in wrestling, have we seen a pay-per-view or any wrestling card at all.
Definitely not true.
That's all women. The WWE did it first.
Not true.
And it's happening
Sunday.
Sunday. That's right. And we're going to be live streaming our reactions.
We are.
Unlike Crown Jewel,
we're going to be live streaming some video games.
Yeah. Big stuff. This is cool. Look, let's face it. I personally believe that maybe they'd planned for this pay-per-view to be kind of underwhelming in its lineup from the get-go. I don't know. It is kind of underwhelming. It makes me kind of wonder if perhaps it has to do with Crown Jewel taking up a lot of the time and effort.
Yeah, they definitely seem to be dedicating a lot more television time in terms of building Crown Jewel than Evolution, unfortunately.
And it kind of feels like behind the scenes they were dedicating a lot of time to figuring out what the heck they were going to do with Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
Maybe that took away from the Evolution. It's funny, Ryan Satin earlier today, we're filming this on Thursday, posted a picture of that leaked Evolution card.
Yeah.
And it was like miles better than the actual.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was stuff on there like, I can't remember everything, but like Asuka versus Ember Moon was on there, which would be a great match.
That'd be awesome, yeah. There's 14 matches on that.
Yeah, there was a lot of matches. Carmella was hosting like some sort of talk show segment, which could have been very entertaining.
And
oddly prescient, given that she's on Truth TV.
Yeah, it could have been like Fabulous TV or something.
Right,
like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alas, it's not going to happen.
No.
Instead, they've seemingly they have put everything on in the in terms of marketing on Ronda versus the Bellas.
Mm-hmm. But, he said there was nary a mention of Becky Lynch during the Evolution special that followed Raw this past Monday, correct?
I think there was like maybe a shot of her, like one screenshot of her or something. In any event,
that's like the one feud and maybe the one match that really has a lot of... Oh, no, there's a couple of really good matches. But at least for, in terms of main roster stuff, it's the one match that has a lot of heat.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, it's great.
The NXT Women's Title match and the NXT, and sorry, the Mae Young Classic Finals matches should both be outstanding.
Let me ask you about that.
Yeah.
Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler. This obviously has the potential to be a takeover level match.
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to let them do that?
Well, here's the thing. I wonder if they're working with NXT producers. Like, have they been able to work out this match as they would for a takeover match?
That's the question. I don't know.
Or is someone from the main roster producing the show, which means they probably get to go over the match day of?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I
hope it's the former.
I mean, if it is, it's either going to be this or Io Shirai versus Toni Storm for... like killer match of the night, as great as Becky and Charlotte's going to be. And I think it's going to be fantastic. The bottom line is if you have tons of time to prepare, you're going to have a better match.
Oh yeah.
So that's a standout. You know, you're right. I mean, look, I can't crap all of this card. This is
no.
Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane and Toni Storm versus Io Shirai. That's going to be great.
Oh, heck yeah.
I am looking forward to Becky versus Charlotte. So already there's like more matches on this card than in a normal WWE pay-per-view that are probably going to be good.
Yes.
As much as from what it seems, the women involved in the Battle Royal aren't into this match, I'm a fan of Battle Royals in general.
Yeah.
I understand that it does come off as lazy, and that's the main problem with it.
Yes.
That being said, I'm a big fan of Battle Royals.
Yeah, Battle Royals are always a ton of fun.
So I'm cool with this.
Yeah.
But let's kick things off with maybe the opening match.
A match I felt like we've seen six times on Raw already.
At least. This is like the women's division version of Dogs of War versus the Shield.
Yeah, pretty much. So we have Sasha, Bayley, and Natalya taking on the Riot Squad. Of course, Ruby Riott defeated Sasha Banks on Raw this past week. That's all you need to know.
The math lines up, man.
Sasha, Bayley, and Natalya go over. I got six confidence points on this one.
Yeah, the faces are totally winning here. I have, oh, what a coincidence. Six confidence points right here.
I'll
as
make
well
note of that.
So everybody has, I don't think, see, with this card, I didn't go out on a limb at all. I decided, you know what? I'm going to go with what I actually think is happening. I'm not making any risks. People keep on clowning me in that damn friendoverse about the fact that I'm so terrible in predictions. It's because I'm the only one who ever goes out on a limb around here with these damn predictions.
Here's the thing. For a while, you were destroying me in predictions.
Because I never went on a limb because I went with the way what I figured it would happen.
Yeah.
You got to go with the boring results if you want to win.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I'm going to go back to being the boring
results.
Either
you have fun or you win.
Yeah.
No middle ground there.
Exactly. Women's Battle Royal. I got Nia Jax.
Same.
I only have one confidence point because if you have more than that, the math just doesn't. You've got a field of, what, 30 people?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, too, is that it's not going to be anybody from SmackDown winning this thing because this Becky versus Charlotte thing's got legs. It's going to go for a while longer.
Right.
So it's got to be someone from Raw.
Yes.
And of the Raw competitors, here we got Tamina, Ember Moon, Alicia Fox, Nia Jax, Dana Brooke, and Marie Kanellis is listed as a Raw competitor. Those are the competitors from Raw listed here. Of those listed, really it's only, I feel like, Nia or Ember Moon that have really a chance to win.
Yeah, yeah.
And Nia and Ronda have had a match before, but that's when Alexa Bliss cashed in.
Yeah.
So we really didn't get to see the conclusion of that. Guess it's going to be Nia. I don't think they want to put Ember in there against Ronda yet to get dominated by Ronda.
Oh, that's right, because you get a title shot here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Boy, so let me ask you this. Taking a look at that list, who do you want to see?
Oh,
that isn't. Oh, Asuka. Okay.
Imagine Asuka versus Becky.
Ooh,
that's what I want to see. But it's not going to happen. I don't think it's gonna happen.
Every time they with the Royal Rumbles, it feels like every time they tease one brand winning and they really focus on one brand, the other brand wins. It could do the same thing here.
I'm just playing the math here, man.
Yeah, this should be Nia Jax.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be Nia Jax.
Next up, see, the danger is we're going to have all the same.
No, we're not.
Okay,
carry on.
Io Shirai versus Toni Storm. I got Toni Storm going over.
How many confidence points?
Probably, I've got four.
All right, explain.
she's the most popular person. There's a couple of reasons why. One involves NXT UK spoilers.
You know, I know what you're talking about, but yeah. Because I had thought about that too.
Because she didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving over to last year, she came very close. Mm-hmm. She was in the finals last year. Or no, semifinals.
Semis
last year. This is her year. This next point, it's Io Shirai and Kairi Sane. Besides the, you know, they're obviously from the same neck of the woods. It might feel to WWE like they're giving us another Kairi Sane. That's not meant to be taken as any way, but, you know, that we've seen a Japanese competitor win last year with Kairi Sane. Would they want to repeat this year? Toni Storm, it feels like she can go into NXT UK number one. That needs a big boost. And, well, it doesn't need one. They're doing really well in the ratings. But I think Toni Storm going into the NXT UK women's division, going after that title, having been the winner of I think is a big boost to a brand that, you know, could use all the help that they can possibly get to make that women's division, you know, as good as possible. Yeah, it's Toni Storm. There's like a million reasons for Toni Storm.
Oh, I picked Io Shirai. There's okay. One reason why. She's got a full-time contract with WWE. Toni Storm does not. She only has an NXT UK contract. I understand your reasons, and yeah, I almost picked Toni Storm because of the reasons as far as the NXT UK women's division thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, maybe that didn't happen because something else is happening. But in the end, I just thought basically every tournament they've done so far,
mm-hmm.
the winner has been someone who's under contract.
Mm-hmm.
Or is going to be under contract.
He's got an NXT UK contract. That's, I mean, Pete Dunne didn't have a... He didn't. He won
a
tournament.
Yeah, but he's not going to go on the ballot.
Zach Gibson won a tournament.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, that's just my
point. No, it just counters your point about everybody.
I understand.
It's not everybody.
Well, not everybody, but that's a different situation.
I just pointed out, too.
Cruiserweight Classic. I meant Cruiserweight Classic and the first Mae Young Classic.
Okay. All right, so half the time.
Yeah, half the time.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
So I'm picking Io Shirai.
Bad move. Next up.
We'll see.
Trish Stratus, how many confidence points?
4.
Okay, same as me.
We have the same confidence points on everything.
Yeah, it'll probably just come down. It's got to come down to that match then. Trish and Lita versus Mickey James and maybe Alexa Bliss.
Apparently, she's going to be cleared, whether it's concussion or broken nose.
None of it matters. She's going to lose. Mickey James is going to eat the pin, probably from Trish.
Yeah,
how
many confidence points you got?
I don't know. 5.
Wow. So we don't. You know what? This is where I'm going on a limb. Alexa Bliss and Mickey James win.
May I give you some advice?
What?
Going on a limb never works here with the WWE. I know. I've tried it. You never go on a limb, and you're at the top of the predictions rankings. Do you want to switch places with me? Because that's what you're going to do by going out on a limb.
One match is not going to lead to a switching place.
Beginning
places.
Of the end, my friend.
But it's not. To a certain extent, Trish and Lita exist above the algorithm. They stood tall to end that segment on Raw. However, and as great as a feel good moment would be to see the legends win.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need it. They're going to be gone the day after. You want Bliss to get some heat? Have her pin Trish Stratus after saying that Trish burped in her face.
Which was great.
It was great.
That's the only reasoning why you might be right here. Like getting Alexa Bliss because, they are doing nothing with Alexa Bliss.
No.
But this is kind of a high-profile thing for her, Trish and Lita coming back. Nah, Trish and Lita. Are you kidding me? You see how they treated Trish and Lita? I don't remember how they treated Trish in her retirement. I think she went out on top.
Yeah, she won the title and then retired.
Lita went out in horribly offensive fashion. That was terrible.
I remember that.
It was, I think, like, Crime Time did this thing where they were just, like, completely... It was bad. I'll just say this. It was bad. Mm. So I feel like they need to give that to her. I don't know. Look, they're both great, and they'd probably put Alexa Bliss over. I just feel like it's Evolution. This is a celebration. They're going to do the faces thing. I don't have any heels. Oh, no, I do. I have a big heel going over. Never mind. Next up, Becky versus Charlotte. I only have two confidence points on this, but I'm putting them on Becky Lynch.
Yeah, me too. I think the stipulation, last woman standing, favors the competitor who will go that extra mile
mm-hmm.
to incapacitate their opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Becky thus far has been that competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she wins.
Yep, I agree. Let's see here. So hold on a second. Next up, let's just keep on going. If next up, Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
There hasn't really been much of a build here, but
it's been kind of one-sided.
It has been
mostly the yeah. Shayna vignettes
yeah.
on NXT TV saying that she's kind of renewed her training efforts, adopted new training methods. And if they're going to invest that much time in her side of the story, it kind of feels like she needs to win. If she says that she's like refocused, ready to dominate, and then she loses,
mm-hmm.
then what was the point of all that?
There are not a lot of two-time champions in NXT. Typically, the math is your rematch happens quickly, it's over painlessly, and then you quantum leap to main roster.
Mm-hmm.
Shayna Baszler has done none of those things. During my exclusive interview with her, she did not even want to discuss main roster. She was just talking about unfinished business. She's totally winning this title back. There has to be something of note that happens at Evolution, and this title change is going to be it. And so, yeah, I've got Shayna with three.
Only three,
points.
Huh?
Well, because I'm so convinced on everything else.
Oh, all right.
Shayna with three.
I have Shayna with five.
Yeah. Yeah, because the one that you're kind of not terribly convinced on, you're going out on a limb on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's I'm not terribly convinced by it.
Exactly.
But I can see
that's
it happening.
Difference. That's the difference, yeah.
And finally, the main event, which I'm sure will be the main event, Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella for the Raw Women's title.
This is where I put all my confidence.
Same here.
Yeah, the biggest amount of confidence.
Ronda
points.
Was seven.
Yeah,
Ronda's not
seven.
Losing that title anytime soon.
My confidence points might be down like 1 point. If this was like a non-title match.
Yeah.
But there is no chance in hell there's so many reasons why they're not putting that title on Nikki Bella. So many reasons.
You know, number one reason is because Ronda Rousey they've invested a lot of money in her.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
they want a return on that investment.
Did you watch the spot where Alexa Bliss got concussed?
Mm-mm.
Neither did I. I know there's video of it out there.
Who was the match against?
I think it had something to do with Ronda, but I don't know exactly. I'm not sure, which is why I asked.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I read that it was Ronda, but I did not look at the video, so I do not know.
All right.
Yeah.
Perhaps we should look at that afterwards.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Who knows?
I don't see somebody getting cussed, man. I don't like people getting hurt.
I don't like that either.
It sucks. So our predictions, which have absolutely zero consequences involved.
Yeah, we like it that way.
Yeah. I don't like making a damn fool of myself like that son of a bitch Pacitti.
Oh, my goodness.
He had a fish on his head.
Yeah, I know.
I love him. I preferred his. I wish every time they would just do a Megabus, because then I get to experience through his travel vlog
yeah.
on Megabus, him being like, horribly sad, and you get a little travel vlog.
Mm-hmm.
I love Europe. I want to see more of it.
Yes.
Let's see here.
The only thing we differ on is Trish and Lita versus Alexa Bliss and Mickie James.
And EO versus Tony.
Oh, sorry, that too. So we differ on two. My yeah. apologies.
So who knows how the match shakes out. Anyways, let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Yeah, join us on Sunday for Evolution Pay-Per-View. Should be fun.
Yeah.
Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
I got to hit the stop recording button.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.